This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have the Tim here. Tim Alexander, blog is europe.business with one S, .blogspot.com. Tim, we have an issue we're going to talk about at the bottom of the hour with the loss of the nuclear technicians over Fukushima. It's pretty serious. But let's get into the news. We had on the first hour today, Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, founder. We're in a very fulcrum year. I mean, literally, the gates of hell are about to burst forward here in America. And if America goes down the toilet, which, unfortunately, there's a lot of signs that don't look good, especially what I call the circular firing squad that we have now in the RNC, where they're all sending such hatred between, say, Cruz and Trump and the other candidates in the Republican National Committee, they're virtually guaranteeing either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders gets in if she gets indicted or her reputation gets destroyed enough. And these progressive communists will destroy the last remnants of what America is. We have to understand that if America goes down the toilet, so does the whole world. Probably in the thermonuclear, biological, and chemical war. It's not going to be.
Well, that's where we're headed. And by the way, you said gates of hell. That brings up the lead article I have on the first update to my site today.
Right.
This is a follow-on to the three articles I spoke of Tuesday. On April 19th, the Temple Bar in New York City and also in London will be made operational.
The Temple Bar will be made operational.
B-A-A-L.
Oh, you're talking about that. Which date is that now? April 19th.
And here's the interesting thing.
April 19th, isn't that right around Passover or Pesach? Because remember the Brussels bombing occurred on the eve of...
When the sacrifice to the beast begins.
Right, right at Passover.
The mythology.
Wow.
And, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, I look at it, and I'm used to seeing a lot of bizarre stuff. And when you deal with the Illuminati, global banking cartel characters, there's a lot of bizarre stuff, and a lot of imaging is very important. But you read this stuff, and you say, "Whoa!" And they're going to open, and they're going to do these in 1,000 cities in the following weeks. I mean, because essentially, I think it's a electronic projection. 48 feet high and 30 some feet wide. And it's you know, again, see, I was a professor of humanities, and I used to teach about this area where this is from. It just recovered that actual temple bar the Syrian army did just a few days ago in Mesopotamia and all this. But why, if you're going to, I mean, of all the thousands of historic sites you could project, why do this? This temple, this gateway.
It's pretty straightforward, Tim. We're in the end times. We're actually formally in the birth pangs. We are before the final peace treaty sign, which we're coming up to. We see a meltdown of the Republic of America. And the globalists are doing everything they can. Even, for example, with Bernie Sanders, who is somewhat better, at least in terms of framing the issues, but has no solutions. He's winning in all the states and the Democrats, and Hillary Clinton's been
The last several. You know,
and
here's the interesting thing, and I'm not a Bernie supporter. He has said some good things, but he's a neo-communist, and that is a failed system. But the mainstream media has ignored the fact that he's on a roll. I mean, Hillary hasn't been winning any. He's been winning them all.
Do you imagine how many people that are disenfranchised on the Democrat and Republican side if neither Sanders nor Trump or Cruz gets in, what will happen? Now, Cruz is dirty. This man is incredibly evil, incredibly connected to the powers that be and the Goldman Sachs and the Wall Street bankers and the CFR, his wife, Heidi Cruz. And I believe, I said this in the first hour, I'm going to repeat it for people that don't get it yet. The super PAC that owned this photo that they got, by the way, the photo was dug up by Marco Rubio. But it was given to the super PAC for Cruz, and I can guarantee that he knew that this letter was going to preemptively aggravate Trump, who's a counterpuncher. And, of course, Trump doesn't have the smarts to realize that you're in politics now, you're not in business, where you can counterpunch. What he did is he put up a retweet about showing who's got the hotter wife. But the real issue was not whether they're hot, because Heidi Cruz is one of the primary authors of the North American Union and the PNAC document, the Project for the New American Century.
Cost us millions of jobs.
Right, and the fact is that she is incredibly evil. I don't know if she's smart, but she's driven, and she's evil as hell. And when people have to understand this, she's not just the first lady. She is another person like Hillary Clinton that's very driven, very evil, and has already got creds to prove that she wants to have a global New World Order where America becomes only a trade zone and our national boundaries are dissolved. So we have Canada, the United States, and Mexico as one trade zone, Area 3 of the New World Order, or Area 1, whatever you're going to call it, according to the Council on Foreign Relations Journal called Foreign Affairs, published in the fall of...
Wouldn't you call that treason against the United States and everything?
Yeah, exactly. And the fact is, when we hear Cruz trying to pretend he's an outside guy and he's not in Wall Street, what about the $1.2 million loan and all kinds of other things that connect him personally to the bankers in New York and to the RNC?
Goldman Sachs specifically.
Yeah, he's working with Marco Rubio and with the head of the Senate and, you know, people like Phil Gramm that he's trying to push that actually created the crisis of 2008. This man is nuts, and he's a big liar. He's very intelligent, and he's a narcissistic megalomaniac. And when he was there with this crazy Glenn Beck, Glenn Beck needs to be in a psych ward. When he's called the stabbing won't stop of Trump, why was he not arrested? Why? Tell me. And then what's the most amazing?
In the past, if you had went on the air and called for the murder of a presidential candidate, the Secret Service would have been at your knocking at your door within a few hours.
They don't do anything.
Why
look,
hasn't
this guy
that happened in multiple cases now?
Well, now we have this guy that actually grabbed the ankle and tried to stab, and he said it was a political action. This idiot.
The man attacked a presidential candidate on stage in front
of
the world, and he went in a revolving door. He was out within an hour or two.
Right. And what happened when everybody got out? The media thought he was a media darling and went after him to ask the reason why he wanted to attack Trump. And says, oh, Trump is a racist, Trump is this, Trump is that. I'm thinking, they keep repeating it, but you know, like the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, some of it's going to stick. These idiots, like, for example, I saw an interview on Fox about they asked people in one of these whole anti-Trump rallies why they think Trump is a racist, why is this and that, and they just go blah, 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 blah. They don't even have a clear thought in their mind as to why they can say these things when there's no evidence for it. None.
Well,
zero. Nada.
They're listening to sound bites and not ascertaining what's behind them. They're not thinking, critical
right.
thinking. Most people don't critically think anymore.
Right.
That's sad. But
right.
By the way, Donald Trump in Wisconsin today has said the establishment is trying to take it away from us. Let me quote from him. The establishment is trying to take it all away from us, folks. They're trying so hard. He noted the fact that he won Louisiana, but still ended up with less delegates there than Cruz.
Yeah, the reason why they did there is
that he said, "You tell me, is this a straight system, folks? It's terrible. It's terrible."
Right. Well, what happened there is the delegates from Marco Rubio were allowed to drift, and of course Rubio behind the scenes is still playing kingmaker, trying to play games with maybe tries to figure if he's going to get a plum position or become vice president. Rubio is another sneaky maniac that's in the Bush family cadre, and what we have is a bunch of very corrupt people that are psychotic or sociopathic that want to become president, and we have the only man who's what I call blue collar billionaire, Donald Trump, who sees the nation going down the toilet. You can already hear the flushing sound and circulating the bowl. And if they do take this away, I think Trump should run independent. Even if he doesn't win the election, at least this cycle, he will prove that there needs to be a third or fourth party. but the
we've got to make some fundamental changes. I don't think we're going to be here in 4 years if we don't.
No, I think we'll have
the Third World War.
I think this year you're going to have major terrorism on American soil. You have a domestic security bill that'll be pushed by Obama. They may delay the election. Eventually, they want to have a third term of Obama, either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, if she's indicted. Remember, you can't be sworn as a president if you're wearing orange. Not legal.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jim, let's let's go over your latest. I think you hit the publish button so I can
Pop down. Before I forget, there's one, this is actually from yesterday, but it is one I want to cover real quick, and I will forget if I don't do it now. Trump. Right. Hillary is getting away with murder. He promises to investigate, to appoint people who will investigate Hillary's criminal activity. He also said, can you imagine what kind of attorney general or Supreme Court justice Clinton would appoint?
Oh, listen, her other name is Lilith, the daughter of Satan. If Hillary Clinton gets in there, it's all hell's barred, because she tries to put a domestic security bill, or Obama does, and tries to start seizing guns, and I had Ray Pratt on from GOA. I'm a GOA member, God knows they're America. I trained over with the Marines over at Ironside, which I'm going to start doing again with my son. What you have to understand is, this is the end of America. If this term, we don't get someone that wants to rebuild or make America great again like Donald Trump. And by the way, I'm going to put a picture of my granddaughter, who's now one on April 2nd this weekend. And she has one of Donald Trump's hats on. And she says, she look cute. I mean, she's got what I call the cute creds. This little girl, I can't believe that I'm related to her. I mean, this is my granddaughter, and she's like really, really smart and cute at one. She knows how to say hi and bye and talk now at 1 year of age. And she's got a Donald Trump hat. She's already cheering for Donald.
We have to wake people up and wake up ourselves and start calling a spade, because I'll tell you, we can't handle four more years level
America
of corruption that we have, because, first off, there is this march towards war. We just announced we're going to put another armored brigade into Europe and move it around up in the various Nordic countries. And Russia is warning. There's no reason. There's no reason for that. Russia doesn't want a war with us. And China really doesn't want a war with us either. China is now rolling out its DF-41, the longest range and fastest ICBM on Earth. Will carry 10 hydrogen warheads, and it can hit New York City in, 21 minutes, something like that.
Right.
It's pinpoint accuracy. You know, when Clinton was president, their ICBMs couldn't hardly hit a state, and now they can hit a neighborhood because he, in a crooked deal, authorized an American aerospace firm to sell them the technology to do that.
By the way, there were kickbacks to their foundation ever since. Billions of dollars coming from Arab states and so on, and countries wanting access to sell and buy weapons on the open market needs a State Department approval. So it was a slush fund to go to their massive, if you want to call it, a non-government organization, NGO, which is a pile of crap. So what we have is a really deadly situation here. And I had a caller a few weeks ago, and they said, well, they called and they want to know, why is my son being deployed to the Russian border? Why is my son being... I says, because the Americans are deploying these new first-strike weapon systems along the Russian-Polish border to hit the Russian missiles as they go into their launch phase before they get into near orbit.
Yeah, but the solution the Russians have to that is the Iskander missile, which travels somewhere between Mach 8 and maybe Mach 10 or 11. It's the fastest missile out there. Now, its range is maybe 900 nautical miles, but it's so fast you virtually can't shoot it down. It flies fairly low.
Well, that's how they took
and
out that.
It can carry a nuclear warhead. So that the solution to all these systems on the border of Russia is the Russians will just nuke them very quickly, and then they can do their launch sequence. This stuff is so nutty anymore. Here's a real good quote. Mariko, I posted yesterday, was about from democracy to pathology. Politicians are more likely than people in general, in the general population, to be sociopaths. I think you would find no expert in this field of sociopathology, psychopathology and antisocial personality disorder who would dispute this. There is a small minority of human beings literally have no conscience. And that there is this small minority of human beings that have no conscience was and is a bitter pill for our society to swallow. But it does explain a great many things, shamelessly deceitful political behavior being one. And this is a clinical psychologist and former instructor at Harvard Medical School, Dr. Martha Stout, that said this. I mean, many of these people, when you look at them, Foam Boy Rubio, Lion Cruz, and by the way, I don't know what the scheme is with Cruz. Now, maybe they figure they can get this enough justices on the Supreme Court to say black is white and white is black. But there are 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, all of which send people to the Electoral College. And he can be challenged in every state between now and the general election. Barack Obama got by with fudging everything about who he was, where he was from, because he was a black man and people didn't want to be a racist and try to stop the first black from being elected. Cruz is not black. He's a Canadian. His father was a native-born Canadian. His mother was an American. She became a Canadian citizen, gave up her American citizenship, and Cruz was born in Canada. By no wild stretch of the imagination does he meet the qualifications of the United States Constitution, which requires any president or vice president to be a native-born American citizen. He's not. And you can't lie your way past that or BS your way past it or spin your way past it. He's not. He's going to be stopped before the election in multiple jurisdictions. You might intimidate these honchos at the top may intimidate lots of federal and state judges. They won't intimidate them all. Now, okay, he's out. So who's going to be in? This is so nutty. So, well, what, are you going to get Hillary? Well, Hillary is facing indictments. Hillary, look, Strong has at least five women who will have sworn affidavits and will testify under oath that after Bill Clinton raped them, Hillary Clinton intimidated them into silence, had private detectives following them, scared them, etc., etc. Now, right. That's conspiracy after the fact.
Yeah, in fact, Roger Stone, we're going to have on the program here in the next week or so.
Yes, Roger Stone.
Right, who's actually one of the affiliates of the Trump campaign. He'll be coming on here to talk about it. He's got a number of books, though, about the... you know, the Bush crime cartel and about the Clintons, et cetera.
See, the problem is these people at the top, they put these sociopaths, these psychopaths in because they can control them. And they're so immoral, they'll do anything. They'll sell their mother for a quarter. But they're sick, and it blows up on them. And we shouldn't allow it to happen anymore. It's our very lives and future that's on the line.
Okay. This year is the year it's going to either get fixed or it's going to go to hell.
Yep.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
That song is from The Last Mall by Stevie Dan. And if you listen to the whole song, maybe we'll play more of it sometime. It'll make you laugh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a new bumper song there.
We get rid of one, bumper two, it wasn't very good. So the bumper, this new one is really good. And if you listen to the full song by Steely Dan, it'll make you laugh and cry at the same time. It'll make you wake up. It's one of those things like Gnarls Barkley's song about they said he's crazy, but he's a conspiracy theorist. And by the way, Trump is too. When he mentioned theater air defense, he has been in the facility underground. He knows this. The fact that he knows all these things means he's probably as knowledgeable as anybody who listens to all the programs on this and other networks that deal with conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's a conspiracy fact.
Well, the term conspiracy theory was invented by a group from the CIA, and it was packaged in a way to make it seem like, you know, you have aluminum foil on your head if you dare to question anything the mass media tells you or the government tells you. In fact, just the opposite is how any intelligent person should be. You should question everything they tell you because, first off, most of the people in Washington are a bunch of damn crooks, and that's the least thing you can say about them.
Right.
In reality... you know, I've watched every episode that they've aired on Netflix's House of Cards. And it's very shocking to people just how, you know, corrupt this fictional administration is in the House.
Let me change the topic for
Sunday school playground in compared to real life.
Let me change the topic just a bit here to Fukushima, because I don't think we're going to track down Chris. He sent me this article. Fukushima cleanup faces labor shortage, and I'll post the article so people can read it themselves. It's on NaimaMagazine.com. It's interesting. Naima is my mother's family maiden name, which comes from the Niami tribe, that were the tribe of the Kurds in Isfahan, 2,800 years ago, that married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name. So the family that were descendants directly in the 24 family cycle of the Kohanim, which are direct blood descendants of Moses, is my family on my mother's side. And it's interesting you mentioned the term Naima. So if you go through the Middle East and you hear Naima or various variations on it, they're all half Kurdish and half Kohenic, directly blood descendants from Moses. Interesting, eh?
Naima, is that one of them?
Naima, N-E-I-M-A. So that's why we hear Dr. Naiman.
Some of that is in my ancestors.
Right, it means he's probably, you have some Kohenic descendants from directly from Moses.
Could be, you know, way back.
We
Americans, you know what Hitler called us? He said, America's a race of bastards. You're all mixed up. Well, you know what? If you've ever had dogs, often the mongrel dog is the one that's the smartest and toughest. He's got a little bit of everything in him. So, you know, considering the source of that comment, I take it as a compliment. I have Scottish and German and Luxembourg and French and Irish and all kind of ancestry in me, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Fukushima cleanup faces labor shortage, and I want to just summarize. It means not only Fukushima, but all the nuclear plants in the world are running out of employees that are experienced to work around these plants. And a lot of them are like in Switzerland. There's five plants. They all sit within 5 miles of a fault zone. And the Germans are trying to get rid of the nuclear reactors. There's almost 600 reactors and more that Rosatom Russia sold, or we sold, $182 billion last summer with his bromance with the king, with the president of India, the Abominator. And they want to build all these breeder reactors that create nuclear materials that can be used in a nuclear war. Now, if we think that the trigger point for war is the Middle East or Ukraine, the trigger point for war is between India and Pakistan.
Yeah, and I have some articles that I plan on posting. I usually have 50 or so in the background. I don't always get to them.
Right.
But several are on that very thing. The Pakistanis have taken a lot of heat lately because they have introduced some fairly short to medium range missiles that are nuclear capable. They're tactical battlefield missiles. And they literally are capable of producing a very large number of these. Well, looking at things from the Pakistani perspective, India is many times its size. India has a far larger air force, army, navy, you know, the whole bit. And so from a pure self-defense perspective, Pakistan has got to not only have large city-busting hydrogen bombs, which it has, but it has to have a battlefield nuclear force, and it's developing that quite well. Now, Pakistan actually has a larger nuclear force than India does, and they have one plant that they opened up about a year and a half ago that is cranking out enough of reprocessed plutonium for 50 hydrogen bombs a year.
Exactly.
Cut loose with one another, and by the way, the warning time across the India-Pakistani border is something like a minute. In terms of getting into Indian and Pakistani cities, a few minutes of airtime. You talk about launch on warning. If they ever cut loose, this death and destruction from a nuclear war on the Indian subcontinent will go all over the world. Probably nuclear winter. God help us.
Well, in fact, you can stretch that to 2 minutes. But it means that someone has to decide to either launch what's called anti-missile systems like theater air defense, which, by the way, with this deal that's going on with America and India, it not only gives them a lot more nuclear material because of these $182 billion worth of reactors, but I'm certain that besides the comment of Trump, Obama is already doing it, to sell nuclear materials and more advanced theater air defense to Seoul, South Korea, which now with the moves in North Korea, this guy, Kim Jong-un, is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. I mean, his movie doesn't do credit to how nuts he is.
Yeah, he's putting on weight. He's actually gained quite a bit just in the last 6 months. He was a porker before, but he's really a porker.
You know why he's putting on weight?
I'm a skinny guy, so I can say that. But I want to tell you, his latest comment yesterday was he warned his people that they were going to have to eat grass again, warned them of a great famine coming. Wait. And coming from a guy that's probably 300 pounds and all blubber, little fat baby face that he's got with that weird haircut, and he's telling those his millions of people that there's going to be mass starvation again.
Well, I think it's amazing
that they haven't turned.
I think he's doing the bidding of the military people behind him. They were actually exhuming bodies a few years ago. They exhumed 500,000 people in their graves and ate the dead bodies. They were stripping off the bark of trees and eating roots. And the reason why he's obese is because he's eaten his old girlfriends and his enemies. I'm just kidding. But he's so weird, he might be.
Are you kidding or serious?
I'm kidding. Okay, I don't know. Obviously, he's getting caviar and other things flown in. And again, just like his father, he's got probably a luxury car selection in a big garage. I mean, the guy is, this movie, I don't know if you saw the interview. If you want to laugh your head off, the actors in it are pretty crazy. And I think he died listening to the song from Katy Perry, you know.
Well, he's a classic example of how nutty things get when you have a true sociopath, a psychopath. That gets into absolute power. What the globalists are trying to do is to create a global new world order where they sit at the top, a handful of them, and they're going to have absolute power over all of us. Of course, they want to wipe most of us out in WW3.
Okay, you have Chris now. Chris, tell us about this article you have. This is kind of scary because it's not just a Fukushima problem. It's a global problem with all these fission reactors that generate new nuclear material. I guess stay there. When we come back from the break, we'll hear your summary. But this is catastrophic, and especially because they're going to get into the heavier detoxification of Fukushima alone. But all these other plants are trying to put in mothballs, like in Switzerland and Germany. They all depend on having experts, and they're running out of them. Back in a moment. Yes.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Chris Harris, Chris, tell us, you have two articles here that are important for people to understand, and they have some pretty shadowy and scary things about them. Tell us about the two articles.
Well, the first one was that, just as we had mentioned before, once you expose people to too much radiation in one period of time, they cannot do any more work during another calendar period. And this article said that we're running out of skilled workers to do the cleanup at Fukushima, and it's leaving actually a shortage worldwide of skilled people who have that kind of training. And really, we've discussed that. You know, I said, don't burn out the operators. Don't kill them off. You need them. You need them to understand how the system works and what to do. And here, this is a very good article, and it discusses that they are indeed running out of people who could possibly do it. And then they're trying to get around it in certain ways by changing names of companies and things like that, where you could say, well, start off fresh again. It's a new company, and you could go ahead and re-expose these people, you know, these workers to more. But that's illegal, and they're getting caught on it. They're getting called out on it. So something that we predicted or talked about a long time ago is actually coming to happen right now. The other article, which I thought was very interesting because we had also covered it a long time ago, is that no plans in TEPCO's grand scheme of things involved doing something with the millions of bags of radioactive dirt, because the people coming back into the areas had to have a place to live, and they said, well, we would decontaminate all the areas in your house from fallout. And so they started filling up all these bags. I know Tim, you had brought this up too, but there's no plan into doing anything with it. So now you just have these bags piled up everywhere. What do you do with it? I mean, you know, you cleaning one thing makes something else dirty by its very nature, and they have no plan for disposing of this material properly. And so those are two of the main topics that
In other words, the nuclear industry is moribund, and we're all being radioactively
salted up with biodegrading, bioaccumulating radio toxins, and the regulatory agencies, the IAEA, the NRC, and others are basically trying to whistle while the bow of the boat is about to go under. The stern is already under the water, and no one has life jackets on or rebreather things or air tanks or anything, and they're all acting like everything's going to be fine, and there's a storm cloud getting on the horizon while we're 1,000 miles from the shoreline.
And there's sharks, too.
And the sharks, by the way.
Yeah, but look, guys, you look on the positive side. We keep accumulating enough radiation, we'll eventually glow in the dark, and then we'll save on energy.
Well, I'll do an analogy to one of the jokes I've heard years ago by an attorney who told me this, because he has a kind of a sideways view about a lot of his colleagues. And he said there was a whole bunch of a cruise boat with a lot of attorneys on it that it had to happen to sink in shark-infested waters in the Pacific. And what happened is when they came by to get the bodies, they found all of the attorneys were in three-piece suits, and they were fine, and they were just treading water, and the sharks hadn't eaten them. And one of the attorneys on the camera said, well, why didn't they eat you guys? He said, it's a professional courtesy. Now, I think that's what's going on with the globalists. They somehow think that this can't affect them or their children. But Mr. Soros, who looks like, as I say, he's there like, you know, Darth Vader on his wheelchair with oxygen and everything. He looks like the Baron Harkonnen from Dune floating around in his little, anti-gravity suit. And the fact is, this man is, you know, the only reason why he's not dead is because he hadn't slapped the last coat of paint on his apartment in hell.
And he killed his own people on World War II. I mean, it's amazing that he allowed him to live.
And by the way, this man has said the most exciting time of his life was grabbing the gold teeth and the fine art and so on from Jewish people, his own blood, and giving it to the Nazis. Because remember, he was an agnostic atheist, and he thought it was the most exciting time of his life. So when we have that guy pushing Black Lives Matter and the terrorists that want to start problems in Cleveland with the GOP convention that's coming up, I guarantee you don't see it happening in the Democratic convention, do you? Do you see people coming in there and getting enraged at the idea that Trump is even having a chance to talk to people and having a First Amendment rights? No, you don't see that.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow Rand Paul is making an announcement. My guess, he will be endorsing Trump.
Good, because we know that Trump is, in a sense, a lot of his policies are libertarian. They're libertarian policies. I mean, he's not a complete libertarian. He's a populist libertarian. And he's pro-life. And, in fact, he made a little gaffe the other day, and he said, you know, that if the Supreme Court and the courts make it illegal to do abortion, women should be punished. Women that do abortion, basically, they're misinformed or they're mentally ill or they're abandoned. A lot of time abandoned by their man and abandoned by their society. You don't punish the woman. You punish the doctors and nurses and the facilities that do this procedure. He made a gaffe thinking, well, the women somehow need to be punished. Well, I don't know how you punish somebody who's done a crime against their own body and against their child. Already losing their child, most of these women are going to get cancer at a higher rate. I reviewed this and presented it as a paper to the Royal Commission on Reproductive Technologies in 1992. They're going to have psychological problems. They're going to have attachment problems to their future husband or family. And they're going to have a coldness that's going to make it very difficult for them with that bitterness to ever have a permanent relationship with anybody. And if people think that that doesn't happen, that's why Hillary Clinton has had at least several abortions. She only kept Chelsea because it looked good to have a child, especially if you're the first lady of the president. So you have to understand what's really going on here. These people are damaged. And to compound that, you need to have psychological help. Again, it's like somebody who's a drug addict. Do we need to decriminalize it and say, if we find, as a toxicologist, illegal drugs in your body, whether you like it or not, you're going off to a treatment facility until we can put you in an outpatient facility and monitor you with toxicology because you have a medical problem, a drug addiction problem. You aren't to be criminalized or treated like
actually, Hawaii is considering following Portugal in decriminalizing all drugs.
Well, the way you do it is you go after the distributor of drugs with a viciousness that's even more aggressive. But the people who are viciously damaged by it, you treat them as a medical disaster. That's what you do. You don't put them in prison so they learn skill sets along with their drug addiction to become violent drug addicted criminals.
Yep.
Or you take a black person because they had three different tokes of marijuana and had a little bag in their pocket and give them three strikes, you're out 30 years in prison. That's nuts.
So we need to grab the criminals who are distributing the drugs, but we need the victims of their crime to treat them like damaged people. And so I'm glad that Trump reversed his statement, but he realized just how evil abortion is. This is one of the few things that Islam gets right. If you're doing abortions, you get beheaded and have your hands cut off before Friday morning prayer so it doesn't disrupt the prayer cycle. If you do abortion, the reason why they're taking over Europe and the world is with the baby carriage, not the bullet. You don't need to do a political jihad with bombs. You just need to make babies. That's all you got to do. Over a couple generations, Islam will take over the world even if they're all screwed up. They're going to take them over because they're not killing their progeny. 55 million Americans didn't make it into this world or have another generation since 1973. So it's 55 million, at least initially. And probably half of that would have had children, at least two children. So you're probably topping up around 100 million people died in the womb or never had their descendants occur because of our stupid agreement, which even the Supreme Court has stated very clearly. If they just prove the personhood issue, like the idea of inheritorship, for example, if a mother dies and the child lives, the child in her womb, who may survive in an ICN for the next 5 or 6 weeks or whatever, has the right of inheritorship of the property. So if it has property rights, it's a person. It's not a lump of flesh, and it's not her body. It's a separate genetic person. And if you don't make that person exist from the moment of conception, somebody like me, who could potentially go psychotic, but I have skill sets, make them into super soldiers or splice in genes from animal of different phylospecies and genera. It was a hacker human artificial chromosome. And knuckleheads out there want to argue with me. I dare you idiots to dare call into the show or email and think that you can argue with me and my intellect. Just try it. It'll be a tough, ugly day for you. And if you think I'm arrogant, you're wrong. I'm just competent and I'm driven because I can see the future and it's not a nice one. It'll make the Matrix, if we don't stop this, look like a garden party.
Well, the Matrix,
think,
between Fukushima, the radiation, between Roundup and genetically modified crops, and World War III.
Yeah, the human race
don't
will
look was, good, and we've yeah. got we've got to make an effort to turn it around. Trump is the only one that's really talking about
what we
doing that.
We need to pray for grace and for recompense for our overlords that are evil because they're fallen human beings. But God's going to bring judgment on them. And now that we're in the birth pangs, we are literally, as it says, God is sealing up the times for time, half a time, to give us a margin of relief for at least 3.5 years so that we can get the numbering of God's 144,000 plus that will understand the nature of the times and seasons when the final treaty is done and they drop the mark of the beast on us. Because if you don't see it coming, you're not paying attention. You don't even need to be biblical. You just need to read your newspapers and your financial reports. Ugly stuff is coming.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.